tied together.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, you men and you women as well. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Monday, the 2nd of April, 2012. And you have with you on this beautiful day in the state of Minnesota, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the truth. The voice the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they like to call themselves, wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show today. Folks, if you'd like to take a look at who it is that we are, what we look like, what we do, so on and so forth, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, one. It's Bradley Dean, one. Bradley Dean, one on Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of the show, thank you for being involved. This is about you. It's your show. That number is 1-877-807-9977. Let's just stick to topic. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Now, if you guys remember right, over the last, 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then we did the best of on Saturday, we've been talking about media lies and how they like to bend, slant, misconstrue, contrive, fabricate, well, whatever it takes to sell some papers, they're looking to do it. And the reason they're doing that is because the American people have allowed them to do what they're doing because they know they can get away with it because no one's holding their feet to the fire. Well, that's all changed. But do you remember last week when we had brought up Mr. Rush to judgment, Mr. Rep Bobby Rush? Remember this guy? Go ahead and play that really quick.
Just because someone wears a hoodie does not make them a hula.
A hula.
Okay, now, stop. Go ahead, stop there. You guys all remember that guy, right?
Yeah.
Remember there was 29 hits of the gavel before he had stopped? Remember what Pelosi said? Listen to this.
I think that Bobby Rush deserves a great deal of credit.
for the courage he had to go to the floor in a hoodie, knowing that he would be told he was out of order, and he quickly left the floor. He wasn't contentious about it.
Okay. He wasn't contentious about it, but the speaker had to drop that gavel 29 times, and then he was escorted out.
And he did it knowing it was wrong. She even said that. Yeah. He knew it was wrong, but he did it anyway.
And he had the audacity to kick Scripture off at the same time, which, of course, condemns. He subverted and condemned himself at length. But, folks, did you know that Rep. Bobby rushed to judgment? Are you ready for this? Did you know that he was a Black Panther? You did know that.
Yeah.
Folks, I don't know everything. But when I do say something, I know what I'm talking about. Former Black Panther Rep. Bobby Rush to judgment made quite a fuss when he donned a hoodie during a speech in the House, which I just played for you, of representatives until he was escorted out. At the time, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the devil herself, applauded his courage for doing so. Meanwhile, this is what's important. Back home in Rush to Judgment's district, two men wearing hooded sweatshirts or hoodies were the shooters in an incident that left one dead and five injured. In fact, during a span of 6 hours Thursday night, 13 people were shot, leaving two dead in Chicago. It would seem it takes more courage to simply walk down the street in Rush's district than it does to wear a hooded sweatshirt in the House of Representatives by way of a stunt in a bizarre tribute to a young man shot and killed, Trayvon Martin, in Florida during a shooting incident still under investigation. 13 shot, 2 dead in Chicago in 6 hours Thursday night. The worst shooting occurred around 6 p.m. Thursday when the two men in hooded sweatshirts opened fire inside of a convenience store in the 1400 block of West 79th Street in the Gresham neighborhood, the police said. One man was killed and five others were wounded. The victims ranged in age from 16 to 24. The gunman fled in an SUV and police continued searching for them this morning, the report states. There are also another report on the particular incident here. Perhaps if Bobby Rush and Nancy Pelosi ever got around to actually doing something to uplift the people in Rush's district, there would be fewer stories like the one above out of Chicago and less need to don a piece of clothing in Congress in what amounts to an empty and silly gesture. What a leader he must be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a leader he is indeed. Leading the way to what? To be an example for people to put on hoodies and go rob little grocery stores? Folks, I said 13 shot and 2 dead. What a great example. What a leader of leaders.
So I think that means we need to put a hoodie on and go address the floor. Makes a lot of sense.
Well, I mean, we're going to get praised by the devils that are in there.
Yeah. Of our friend devils.
And the real question is why are they in there?
Yep.
Wow. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, now is the time to call 1-877-807-9977. We're going to continue on this topic in media lies right when we come back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I have the pleasure of serving with the Band of Brothers, the men of Easy Company. I think each of us that served in combat now appreciate what was accomplished, and I hope that this current generation will pick up the ball. I would urge each of you to become associated with this group. They're very dedicated folks that do not take their eye off the ball.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Let's drag in some new music up there, okay? Good idea. All right. Let's change. Let's turn the page. All things old have passed away. All right. We were just talking about Pelosi and what's going on in the House of Representatives. And
just become a criminal. You can run in the...
No, it's. I mean, I don't even want to be funny about that. But when you look at them, I feel like what Jesus said to the Pharisees and the lawyers, you're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father he will do. You will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, but there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And Jesus said this to him, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. And Jesus goes back and says, which one of you convinceth me of sin? They hate the truth. I've said this a long time ago, and I continuously say it today. Folks, the left is criminal. There's no negotiating that or debating that. They're criminal. Why do you call them the left if they're not the right? Why don't you just call them for what they are, the criminals that they are? And again, let me say to the right, the only reason you have a left is because you've not done the right thing all the time. Right. It's that simple.
Yeah. So and going back to that left, the concept and the theories of the left is, well, they're going to help the poor. They're going to help, you know, the underprivileged, the minorities.
Always.
Then why in the world are they killing the poor through legalized abortion? Why in the world
That's
are
right.
they destroying families of children?
Dummying down children in public schools.
Why do they got
demoralizing guys, kids in public schools. You're right.
Why are they pushing race wars? Pushing black against white, white against black. Why do they do that?
Well, because they do what their father does.
Exactly.
Divide and conquer.
Which shows they're criminal.
Yeah.
You know, when I grew up, I thought that the Democrats were the people that liked the underdog. I even talked to my grandma not too long ago, maybe within the past year, and she said, well, the Democrats usually are the ones that, you know, help the people that are, you know, the minorities, the underprivileged and stuff
Republicans
like that.
And the Republicans help the rich, right?
Yeah, and that's the... But the more you dive into it, you find out exactly what you said. No, because if it was about the poor, it was about the underprivileged, mm-hmm. then they would be protecting life. They'd be protecting marriage. They wouldn't be indoctrinating kids. They wouldn't have to lie and deceive.
Yeah, at every turn.
They wouldn't be pushing race wars so that they can get another chance.
But they wouldn't get foolish people to do their biddings if it wasn't premised on a lie.
That's right.
And what happens is people don't take the time to pull the curtain back to see what's premised on a lie.
But nowadays, you don't even got to pull the curtain back anymore. Like you said in the break, they're just right out. Hey, this is me. I'm a criminal.
Did you? Speaking of which, just last week, Obama was actually on, someone sent me on my Facebook, a YouTube video of Obama talking about his birthday coming up here.
Oh, yeah.
And the problem with that, he said in a week and a half, the problem with that is his birthday wasn't until the month after that, a month and 2 weeks after that.
And birthday and his supposed birth certificate.
Wow, dude. I mean, it's just getting to the point of absolutely way out there stuff. Yeah. Joe Arpaio, the Arizona sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
He's going public now because the media is doing a blackout on Obama's eligibility and his document, his birth documents, that they're fraudulent. A Supreme Court, not a federal, it was a federal judge, not a Supreme Court judge, but it was a federal judge that came in and said, this document is very fishy.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, six states are still looking at Obama's eligibility, folks. This guy's in some serious trouble.
Yeah.
He's in some serious trouble, and he's not answering questions. And the reason he's bypassing those questions is because he doesn't want to have to be pushed up against the wall, because when you lie, how do you cover it up with the truth?
That's right.
It doesn't work that way. The truth uncovers the lie.
It's just like Eric Holder. He's sitting on the stand, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to answer that. Oh, I'm not going to give you that document.
Yeah.
Gee, I just wonder why.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's legal protocol. Baloney, you're covering your own butt.
Yeah.
Legally. And you're not doing a good job. I mean, by trying to cover it, you're actually exposing yourself even more.
Yeah.
When people will react.
And 303 million people are looking back at them and says, oh, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do as they're destroying your country.
That's right. That's why I don't get involved in politics.
Yeah,
it's all
can't
this,
do that. That's what the pastor says. Better not get involved in that when it's his responsibility in the moral issues of the day. The government acts the way they do because the church allows it.
Yep.
And the reason the church allows it is because the church is guilty of it.
That's right.
And let me add the professed church.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to this topic of media. Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, two media scholars, interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers, and here's what they found out. 47% of those that report the news in your country believe that adultery is okay, cheating on your dad or your mom, or husband with wife and wife with husband. Huh, that's interesting because that's still against the law in our country. As a matter of fact, 28 states still have it in their books, and the laws have not been enforced since 1944.
Can I bring a point to that?
Yes.
This is why. It's a covenant. You give your word, you make a covenant. Just like when you go to get a loan, you make a covenant and a contract. When you go and get married, you tell the state or whoever, first of all, you tell God, you've made a covenant. The reason that the state prosecutes it is because you just broke your covenant. You lied. You didn't do what you said you would do. You committed adultery. You went outside of that covenant.
Mm-hmm.
But then if adultery
that you promised to keep.
Exactly.
Yes.
Nobody else did.
Yeah.
Nobody forced you to
and
get
isn't
married.
Isn't it interesting that when you call those people out, they get mad at you?
Yes.
Wait a second. I wasn't the one that put my blood on the post.
Exactly.
I'm not the one that put my John Hancock on the dotted line. You are.
Yep.
And people get mad at, you know, people get mad at you for holding them to what they actually affirmed that they would do.
That's right. And they have their rights, just like it's to the marriage topic. You can go get married. Go ahead. And then they say, well, I want to get married to another man.
Yeah.
Well, no. You have the liberty to go get married. Same thing in this covenant. You have the liberty to get married or not get married. Well, what if I want to commit adultery?
I'm so in love.
Then don't get married.
You're so in love. No, really, just say it for what it is. I'm so in lust.
That's right. It's all about me.
Lust takes.
Yep.
Love gives, folks.
And it's all about me. And if you're willing to break the law, that's when it shows that you feel you are more important than those the law protects. Mm-hmm. The purpose of law.
Back to the media. 76% of those that report the news in this country see nothing wrong with homosexuality. I wonder how many people that are actually doing the propagandizing are actually homosexuals.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Who else would promote?
Do you think? I don't know.
Promote homosexuality the way these folks do. Because
maybe.
It's not about journalism. It's about an agenda.
Yep. And just go ask. Just walk down the street one day and ask people what they think about it. They'll let you know.
Yep.
There's no way that people are down with this.
No, they're not. Number three, 90% of those that write your papers in this country believe that there's nothing wrong with aborting a baby. Sure. Well, it's just a good thing mama didn't abort them.
I was going to say, you get those statistics from people that didn't get aborted.
Yep.
What would happen if we took some polls from people that did get aborted? Yep. Oh, they wouldn't exist to give us their opinion.
Sure.
So what is that saying? You know what that's saying is, well, I'm alive, and I'm better than that baby that may be killed.
Yeah.
Talk about class
but it's
warfare.
But, Jake, it's a choice.
It's a choice.
Yeah.
It's a choice because
it's a,
I'm better. I can choose.
It's a choice that mama made
yeah.
to agree with what the laws of the land were.
You know, and they would and call they would call you nuts if we went back 40, 50 years and
no.
there was a man who thought.
John F. Kennedy said, Jake,
that's
that
right.
he was asked in 1961 what he thought of abortion. John F. Kennedy did.
The Democrat.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He said that's barbaric.
Yep. Because yeah. he knew he had common sense. But let's just say that we went back in time again. I'm sorry. It was actually more than that now. It'd be 70 years. And there was a man who thought, you know what? I'm going to make a choice to rid the population in my country of these evil, pathetic Jewish people. He made a choice.
Yeah.
Well, come on. He was making a choice. He's the ruler of the country. Can he choose to exterminate certain people in the populace that are a drag on society?
Well, let me add this. Everyone who supported slavery was free.
Ah,
and
yes.
everyone who supports abortion is born.
Great point.
Thank you. That just dropped out on me.
Say more? That was a really good point.
Coochie helps me shine like
high
a
five.
Diamond.
High five.
86% of those that write your paper in this country seldom or never attend church. Okay. I don't blame them for the most part.
Yeah.
But you know what? You have the same Bible
That's
that pastor has.
Go have church then.
At home. Amen.
Richard
Salent, former president of CBS News, said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Pretty arrogant, yeah?
Agenda, maybe? I don't know.
Walter Cronkite, former CBS News anchor, said, news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Oh, you think?
Thanks for pointing
this
that out.
This is also the guy that took his flag right before he died and turned it upside down and flew it outside of his house.
Loving patriot.
Herman Dismore, foreign editor of the New York Times, said the New York Times is on purpose deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view. Huh. This is my favorite one. Richard Cohen, senior producer for CBS, said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Not what the facts are. No, facts are stubborn things, said John Adams. The second president of the United States. Because facts don't move.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are.
You know, I think, too, if you take a person, and this is important when you're choosing friends, when you're choosing somebody you're going to marry, what is their end goal? What is their end game? Because that is what they don't tell you, but they progressively
take you
there.
But the thing is, Jake, is they don't know. What happens is they end up destroying themselves yep. because they don't know what their objective
is.
Their objective is to destroy just like their father. That's okay. it. Mm-hmm. And then once they get there, they realize they're on the same boat,
yep.
and then it's too late.
Yep.
And that's perfect judgment.
That is.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to actually bring you to how desperate the propagandists really are by personal experience. 1-877-807-9977.
The Crossing by Grand State Inn & Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Wenawissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast served with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley and Jake, how desperate are the propagandists? Well, let me bring you to a personal story, a personal mishap for the media.
A personal.
In the beginning of March, we loaded up our bus and set out for another school tour, ending in Dunkerton, Iowa. Nothing short of excellent fell to our posterity at each assembly, because it's about education, not indoctrination. Oh, they don't like that. The following morning, we received calls from the state-run media asking what our take was on the assembly program that we performed in Dunkerton, Iowa. Little did we know, we were already splashed on the front page of the newspaper in Waterloo, Iowa, close to Dunkerton.
They asked us after they wrote.
Yes. As an anti-gay, well, that's how they always do. Remember when Newsweek was doing that crap?
Questions.
It's like, Michelle, I'm not even going there with you, girl. You already got your story. And guess what?
Done.
I refused her, and she posted it anyways. How did that work out for you? Let me go on here. We were splashed on the front page of the paper in Waterloo, Iowa, close to Dunkerton, as an anti-gay ministry. Well, what's interesting about that, folks, is homosexuality was a non-issue amongst the response of the students during the program. Hang with me. We knew of one teacher who was so upset about the abortion piece because the kids didn't know what it was. Well, what she didn't want is she didn't want people to see publicly what she advocated.
Right. That's right.
And other than that, we received the typical response of the students flocking us for autographs and making comments or asking questions about the content presented. We're honored. It's important to note that we hit national news once again on issues created by the socialist media, which didn't exist during the program whatsoever. Now listen to what the propagandists reported the following, and I'll put my explanations in parentheses. Here I go. not only did Dean show up and sing, folks, I'm not a singer, but he added to the entertainment by showing students images of fetus, murdered babies, and spread his anti-woman, ... I don't know what they're talking about, and anti-gay, folks, I'm pro-family, message. The next propagandist, following close in line, of course, getting their information from one another as they attempt to outdo each other,
that's right,
said, anti-gay, anti-choice, folks, I'm pro-life, right-wing Christian revisionist snake oil. Ooh. Ooh, I just got the goosies. The next one goes, this group spreads anti-gay hate. Folks, hate doesn't tell the truth. Messages. Teaching Christianity. Now, folks, if to the media referencing the Constitution is teaching Christianity, then they're right. In public schools. And distributes purposefully misleading information. Folks, the problem is the United States laws are very inconvenient for unlawful radicals. The next propagandist, quote, unquote, his anti-gay, speaking of Bradley Dean, his anti-gay, anti-Semitic, folks, I'm a Christian. Jesus is Jewish. Anti-Muslim, ... What are you talking about, ministry? Now, folks, each time we hit the news, the propagandists pull another accusation out of the air and attempt to misrepresent who we are and what it is that we do because they are desperately afraid of being exposed. They cry victim as they are trying to implement homosexual, queerifying the elementary and abortion without parental consent, indoctrination under your radar. They know that if you find out what they are attempting to inundate your kids with in a public schools, their agenda would come to a speedy halt. End of story. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact stands true that if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating those that are being attacked and loving those that are doing the attacking. What we did, folks, is put a portion of the Dunkerton Assembly regarding homosexuality, adultery, ETC on YouTube, and it received over 100,000 views within a week. It is currently at 161,000. Oh, 162,000 views. Please keep in mind that we spend about 10 minutes, Jake did, out of a three-hour assembly on homosexuality and abortion. However, the propagandists used their usual tactic of putting words into Bradley Dean, that would be moi, into my mouth, which came from none other than Elton John, who stated, Elton John stated, there's nothing wrong with going to bed with someone of your own sex. People should be very free with sex. They should draw the line at goats. Folks, should not the homosexual communities be outraged with old Elton? Nope. Elton is good and Bradley is bad. Now, it's interesting that out of the 7,000 comments posted on one media outlet article alone, not one attended the assembly. Now, here's some breaking news for the propagandists. You ready for this, folks? I didn't do the assembly. So what I did is I went back to Dunkerton, Iowa, to confront the socialist media. And if you'd like to see it, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check it out for yourself. Maybe we can get it up to, I don't know, 170,000 by the end of the show. Perhaps 180,000. But, folks, now you have the perspective brought into perspective. It was a non-issue, but they made it an issue. Did you want to add to it, Jason?
I was going
to
say,
due to the fact that it was you that did the assembly.
It was my fault.
It was your fault.
I think
fault.
That's the kicker at the very end. Bradley Dean did this. Bradley Dean did that. Yeah. Bradley Dean did this. Bradley Dean did that.
We don't want the
fight. Wait a minute. Who's that short-haired guy up in... That's not Bradley Dean.
No.
Just shut up and print it. Put it in there. Bradley Dean.
We let him step in it, folks.
they
got horse pucky all over themselves, and they don't even know.
Oh, it's pucky time. They need this. They need that to be in their story. Don't care if
story
it's
story is exactly it what
there.
It is.
Yeah, professional storytellers, perhaps. But, folks, you can find it, too. It was on WorldNet Daily. They just frontlined it for a while. It's on the latest column there on Bradley. And also, too, you can subscribe to these. They come out every Friday. This past week we've done two because there's so much going on. And there's a lot of topics to talk about and address. But this is typical media blogna. I remember
horse
talking...
pucky.
Exactly.
I like horse pucky.
Horse pucky.
It smells like horse pucky. It looks like horse pucky. Yeah.
It is horse pucky.
Yeah, and straight out of the horse's mouth comes the pucky.
Right. That's right.
Yes.
And here you have it straight out of the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
You know, somebody spoke the other day. Is that a horse?
That sounds like Heather back there. Heather. Thank you, Heather. All right. Go ahead.
There must be more horse pucky coming if there's a horse
there
around
is.
Here somewhere. There was a guy who talked to me the other day, and he said, well, you know, I was expecting the interview to go more like this or this or this, you know, like them to ask you questions. You could talk about your wonderful ministry. And he was kind of shocked. And I said, oh, my goodness, that was tame. I don't even know that world anymore of where, you know, when you're 5 or 10 years old or, you know, 15 and you're at a sports event and they come talk to you about this or that. Or, you know, you made a new boat for Boy Scouts and they want to talk to you about the Boy Scout event. And you give them the details they print and it's a wonderful event. It's almost like for a minute I forgot that world actually existed.
Where it doesn't exist.
Look forward to be, you know, you're the
10-year-old. I don't know that 10-year-old. World. Yeah.
Gosh, man, in my
I've
small
never known
town,
that world.
You're the 10-year-old. You know, it's Pinewood Derby Day for the Cub Scouts, and they come cover and they come talk to you. Oh, you won. Good. Let's take a picture of you and the trophy. And they put it in the paper.
Yeah.
You know, and they print it all.
Good things.
Exactly.
Fluffy things.
And that's what this guy was ready for. And then he was, like, shocked. And, by the way, this media was tame compared to anything we've gone to. But it's just a whole nother world.
It is.
You want to step out and do something right, folks. This is what you take.
Well, if you want to find out who your enemies are, just try to change something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Don't get too effective.
Yeah.
The minute you start becoming effective, then all of a sudden it's like, whoa.
You know, I want to interject something into this train of thought. A couple years back, one of the girls in the crew here went to a guy named Don Shelby. He's kind of a popular guy. He was, anyways. News anchor with Channel 4 WCCO in Minneapolis. And she asked him the question. Now, keep in mind, this is a news anchor. How do you tell the difference between right and wrong? That's what she asked him. Mm-hmm. You know what Don Shelby said? He said, if you're asking journalists to be an arbiter to decide differences of morality, he said, you're asking the wrong people. He said, my job is to determine where fairness and justice is failing.
What? Now that makes sense.
That is so bad.
You think he knows Mommy Rush?
No, listen. Oh. Come on. This is serious business. All right? My job is to determine where fairness and justice is failing. Don, you just said it's not your job to be an arbiter. And the problem is you gave such a stupid answer because you don't know the difference between right and wrong. And by the way, this individual, he might be a nice guy, but he's supposed to be an evangelical Christian.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out what book he's reading. And folks, I want to say this. I want you to understand that if you want to show the deviation in a crooked stick, you lay a straight one next to it. If America, in the 68% ratio, were reading their Bibles, we would not, without question, have these problems that we have today. Because that Bible will show you where the deviation is as to what you're dealing with in every single area of your life. Forget it not. Absolutely.
You brought up the fact that it was an evangelical. I'm wondering if in the new evangelical churches that you have to read the Bible, maybe you don't need to in the new churches.
Well, they got new versions now.
Yeah.
They got so many different versions now. You know, they take out the gender of God. Mm-hmm. Folks, it's beyond.
I want to read it.
It's beyond the point of tempting God.
Yes, it is. It's direct. And you said it before. The reason that we have problems is when the people that know to do right don't stand for what is right.
Mm-hmm.
They would rather complain about those that aren't standing, not come in and actually do anything about it, but just complain about it, show everybody how much they know. That is the problem. That is the blame. I mean, when Christ came, this is a great example. When Christ came, did he go attack the Roman Empire?
No.
When somebody brought it up, he would address it.
John
but
did.
He didn't go. He didn't go attack. He attacked Pharisees, scribes, Sadducees. Because of the fact they were in judgment under Roman bondage because they didn't do their job.
That's right. But keep in mind, too, Jake, they came to him. He didn't go attack them.
Yeah.
When they came to
That's
a good point. No. You did. I got what you were saying. What they were doing is they were constantly trying to catch Jesus in his words. Mm-hmm. And every time them dummies tried to do it, they stepped in horse pucky. Folks, we'll be right back after this break. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You know, the guy that does, I'll be behind him as the man that shoves. You like that? I just thought that was kind of cool because it kind of like rhymed.
Yeah.
You know?
Boy, I didn't
get it. In other words, I'll stand behind the guy that does.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I'll be the guy that shoves.
I just thought that'd be like really.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know?
Shove him along. Keep
it would add distinguishing marks upon my character.
Uh-huh.
By saying something like, and I didn't use ostentatious erudition.
No, definitely.
I didn't use another man's quote, but I am going to give you one here. Just to add on to what you were saying right before the last segment, or at the end of the last segment. He who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps to perpetrate it. That's right, because he allows it. He who accepts evil without protesting against it is really cooperating with it. That's right. That's exactly right. I don't know. I want to go back to old Tommy Jefferson.
Yes, let's go to Tom.
With all due respect to Thomas Jefferson, the man who reads nothing at all is better educated than the man who reads nothing but newspapers. And by the way, and what did he add on to that? He said the advertisements are the most truthful part of a newspaper. I know until you start dealing with them.
Yeah. Wow.
Did you get that one?
Said that in 1700s, I'm assuming, maybe early 1800s.
Well, if that was...
Papers were
if
that
the Bible
then.
Says we have 70 years, 80 in strength,
mm-hmm.
and he was in that time period of
yeah.
the end of the, you know, the middle of the 17s to the beginning of the 18s.
Is that bad then?
It would have been that time period. Come on, did you get
He's
that?
He's not still alive today.
No. No, but his words are.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't like those ones. The ones in granite.
If they want to call it a living document, let's take it for what it's
living.
There you go.
Staying alive.
Oh, see, now you got me on another thing. Because when I was a little kid, I used to dance to that song all the time.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Can we post that on the Facebook page?
I think so.
I really wish we did have some video of that. I think that would be
I do, too. I seriously do, because I would like to know. That's, you know what? My mom never did none of that stuff. None of the pictures, none of the videos, none of the memorabilia, none of that stuff. So, anyways. You hit a soft spot, Jakey.
Sorry.
Psalm 5:6 says, thou shalt destroy them that speak lying words, leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. Can you imagine what modern day press is responsible for?
So then they want to get themselves to think that, well, there is no God. What is this? Thou shalt destroy them.
They know there's a God. They know there's a God.
Do you see how they cover them? I mean, it's so obvious to see the step-by-step process of what they do, how they do it, why they do it, and what their motive is behind them doing it.
I think it goes a lot further than just selling newspapers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Especially when you got the rich guys buying up the newspapers.
You mean like Bain? Like Mitt Romney?
Ooh.
Well, come on. Tell the truth and shame the devil, dude.
Well, at least we won't have Obama.
I mean,
Obama.
I'll tell you what, Mitt Romney's got Fox News, brown nosing him from the beginning to the very end.
Yep.
You know, they're not even halfway through getting their delegates, and they're asking Rick Santorum to back off.
Yeah.
So the conservatives are threatened by Rick Santorum because they want an establishment type of a guy that doesn't know how to tell the truth.
They all want to put Pucky on themselves.
They do put Pucky on themselves.
Just like Romney, you see, we got Pucky too.
Yeah.
I got Pucky. How about you?
Now, there's no truth to this guy. We talked about that guy 15 times.
And it goes back to the beginning of the show when you said, when those that claim to be, does the devil come in as an angel of light?
Does that scare the American people that the establishment, folks, do you think that just for some reason, all of a sudden out of nowhere, Romney gets all of these endorsements by George Bush?
Oh, that's
that
a good endorsement.
That should scare, folks, that should scare the H-E double hockey sticks out of anybody. Yep. That man is criminal.
Mm-hmm.
That administration, both his father and son, were criminal. Do the history on Mr. Bush for yourself.
He's one of those guys that, you know, one of those good, loving American conservatives helped turn the CIA around.
Sure, yeah.
Pound the war propaganda drum for Vietnam War.
Sure.
I mean, that's a good conservative right
Daddy
there.
Daddy Prescott Bush financed Hitler's war. Yeah,
that's right.
That's a different issue. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden.
But endorsing Romney.
Marco Rubio. Yeah. Who's not American-born.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's trying to get him in there with Romney as the vice president.
Yeah.
Who's doing that? Fox is.
Yeah.
By the way, it's the conservatives, folks. What are they good for? Seriously. Look at all of these endorsements. They came in the same time span.
Yeah.
Wow. What a coincidence.
Because they know that Romney is drowning right now. He's getting beat down because America doesn't want to swallow another Obama with white skin.
That's exactly what it is.
So they got to, hey, friends, come in and help, please.
That's a great point. Now, folks, for serious, for real, just think about this for one moment. Everybody knows he's the grandfather of Obamacare.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Everybody knows his position on abortion. He funded it personally. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows his situation with the whole homosexual marriage. He was all for it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows his anti-gun status, but now all of a sudden he's pro-gun.
Yeah, he shot a rabbit.
Yeah, why would he do something like that? By the way, we did a little homework on Mr. Romney last week, and I knew something was up with this guy. Baines, his corporation, financed some seriously sick organizations, folks. Sick. Sexually perverse, sick. And I'm trying to figure out how all these states and all these people are voting for Mitt Romney, and I'm just not feeling the vibes.
Nope. I'm not seeing them neither.
We're hearing other candidates say that he's spending millions upon millions upon millions upon millions in false ads towards his challengers for the presidential candidacy, and everybody's trying to figure out, wait a second, 60% of the people are saying, no, we don't feel comfortable with Romney, but yet he's winning all these votes.
Yeah.
And these states, and he has Fox News kissing his backside like crazy business folks trying to get him out of the way. I'll tell you why they're trying to get some of these guys out of the way. It's because they're threatened by some of these guys. They're not threatened by Romney.
No.
He's an establishment kind of a guy.
Right.
Folks, in other words, nothing's going to change. It's going to go on. Who's voting for this guy? I mean, it would have been great to get a couple people to call in that voted for Mitt Romney. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should have started off the show with that.
Yeah. Who did? You know, a good
example. Right. And that's
a good example is that last time that we went around, last election cycle, Mitt Romney in our district here, and we're in a very conservative district.
Nobody.
Well, no, the last time, he actually won. He won. This time, he did.
I'm talking about the time that I was there, Jake. Nobody.
No, and that's what I'm saying. So this is to show how much people despise this man. 4 years ago, whenever it was that we went and polled here in Minnesota, he won our district. This year, I think there was two people, maybe one person.
I don't know how many people were there.
Oh, hundreds of people there.
Yeah.
So it shows how much people know who this guy. This isn't like made up.
Yeah.
Nobody likes him.
Yeah.
Who in the world is getting behind him? Besides Fox.
And Obama.
Sorry, Fox.
And George Soros.
Fox and Obama and the Democrats.
And they're all receiving the same funding from the same people that are funding Obama.
And they all seem to have the same focus and end goal in
mind. I don't know about
America.
Romney, though, Jake. I don't know that he knows how to focus.
That's true. Good
Come
point.
On.
But he tried to shoot that one rabbit the one time, because remember, he loves guns.
Well, maybe someone held it for him and shot it.
Yeah, maybe just hired somebody.
Aimed for him. Yeah.
You know,
well, that's probably what he did. Yeah.
Hired an illegal immigrant. Go shoot that rabbit. Okay?
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't. Yeah.
And then after that, mow my grass, would you?
That's right. Don't talk about that illegal out there cutting my grass.
Or shooting my rabbit.
Yeah.
Oh!
Well, when you have Mr. George Bush advocating Mitt Romney, who's called for a New World Order over 202 times from the presidential pulpit, and Obama saying the same thing in Europe, that should probably scare the bejeepers out of you. But, come on!
Anybody but Obama.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you realize if you put a Romney against an Obama, Romney will get destroyed?
Smoke. That's all Obama Nation has to do.
That's a pathetic
this
Romney.
This is it. And everybody's saying it. That's all he has to say is, wait a second. Aren't you the grandfather?
Yep. Here's the debate right here.
Of the Obamacare? That's it. It's all over.
That's the first debate. That'll be the last one. Yep. That's every single debate.
That's right.
So what about Romney Care? That's different. Let me be clear.
Wilford.
Willard.
Oh, well, I'll just call him Wilford. Add the F.
Willard. You know what? He probably wouldn't mind if you called him Wilford. As long as you like it, he'll like it.
<That's right.
laughs> Do you like Wilford?
No, that's right.
Then call me that.
Hey, man, if 2 + 2 = 8...
That's great.
It is. It's.
I just want to help our economy.
That is fantabulous.
You know, and 2 + 2 = 8 will help our economy.
Equaling.
Yes.
Yes.
Why not?
I'm all for it.
If you're for it, then I'm definitely
for
it.
What a sick world,
I'm Willard Mitt Romney.
Yeah. Whoever is careless with the truth in small matters cannot be trusted with important matters. We're talking about putting Willard Romney at the helm. No, folks. It ain't over. It's not even halfway over. So don't fall for what the media, the lying media, is trying to proclaim.
That's right.
It's not true, folks.
It's just proven.
Especially, listen up. Fox is terrible, folks. Mm-hmm. It's getting to the point of being sick. There's no difference between them and the left. You know something's wrong. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do. Just as long as it adds up with what we say. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We will talk at you tomorrow. God bless you.